Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The verdict in the Richard Allen case is guilty. It's one that I think surprised many. Many were happy with it, feeling that justice has been served. It's left a community kind of grappling for the answer to, did they get the right man? Is the person who killed those two little girls, Abigail Williams and Liberty German, in 2017 still at large? Or is this our man? Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Eric, what was your reaction to the verdict that came in?
You know, a little surprising to me and a lot of legal observers, when you have Nancy Grace say, who's a hardline law and order prosecutor friendly person, saying, I don't know if the prosecution has the goods on this. It's pretty unexpected to see these convictions across the board. But that is ultimately what the jury decided.
It's spooky to me to see how basically the characters of this story and the rules for this story were dictated by one person, by Judge Gull, basically setting up her characters. Here's how it's all going to play out. Here's what you're allowed to know. Here's what you're allowed to say. And I know this is normal to a certain extent, but she really, dare I say, rigged this in a way that Richard Allen, there's no way he could get most of his story out. I feel like the jury only truly heard about 25% of it.
I mean, the judge is supposed to be neutral and impartial, but some people think from the very beginning she has handcuffed the defense throughout his entire proceedings. And this trial is no exception to that. She excluded what was the main defense that Richard Allen wanted to run. She excluded other evidence that would have been favorable to the defense. And so did the jury really get a full picture in terms of what happened from both sides? I think there are some doubts as to that.
Is there any... I just hate this when this happens, because it really puts a black eye on our justice system when there really seems to be some very narrow-minded work that was done here. I mean, on the part of Gull. Now, I'm not saying she did it on purpose per se. I don't know, But it seems like, you know, they were on a mission. They had their blinders on, and what they were going to say was right no matter what. Is there any recourse to any of this when someone else takes a look at this and goes, what the hell were they doing? Like, how did they not allow him to argue these basic things in his own defense? Is there anything that can go back? Number one, obviously, in appeals for Richard Allen, we'll talk about that. But also, I think more specifically, for Judge Gull, for the way this whole thing was handled, is there ever a slap on the wrist at the least? Is there ever anything that can be done to correct this? Because I'm guessing if this is how she handled this case, and it's the one we watched, I'd be curious to see the others as well.
Well, the first avenue of recourse is going to be the appeal of the convictions, the appellate process. And Judge Gull being so kind of one-sided, really sort of gave the defense several gifts in terms of grounds they can argue on appeal. And so this conviction could potentially be overturned. On top of that, most states have a judicial ethics committee that sort of will look at things. And if there's a complaint of improper bias, of favoring one side when they shouldn't have, those things can be explored too. And sometimes disciplinary action is taken against judges, although it's very rare.
Sometimes. Does it do anything? is it more like, you know, we're going to do an internal investigation here ourselves and see if there's something wrong. And most of the times internal investigations don't necessarily pull up a whole lot of anything.
You know, that's how it works in Colorado where I practice, where if there's a complaint against the judicial branch, the agency investigating it is the judicial branch. And so they're investigating themselves. And so there is some inherent bias, or at least the appearance of bias, in those proceedings. And do they ever result in a judge being disciplined? I can only think of two cases in Colorado in the past like 10 years or so, and that's compared to the, you know, umpteen complaints that have been filed over the years. So pretty unusual for a judge to be disciplined.
Is that something that needs to be improved upon, in your opinion, as a defense attorney? Is that something where we need true checks and balances on this system? Because that doesn't really sound like a true check and balance right there. It's like an illusion of it. Should we have more things like that? I'm not even speaking specifically here of Gull, just in general, because it seems that things like this can happen quite readily and quite easily and only really get out there if anybody's paying attention. And this is one case we're watching. There's thousands and thousands of them going on every single day. There's not really a watchdog for this, and it doesn't seem to police itself all that well.
You hit the nail on the head. And you know, one thing that comes up is there's this idea of the black robe syndrome, right? So when someone becomes a judge, they become this sort of all-powerful god who can do whatever in a case. And like you said, there aren't many checks and balances. That's what our political system is based on, is having these branches, having checks and balances. But at that high level of a judgeship, there isn't much of that. There's a push, actually, to have a better practice at the United States Supreme Court level, because who is looking at those folks? Who is ensuring that they are complying with ethical rules and things like that? I think there is a lot of outcry about the absence of accountability in the judicial branch.
I mean, it's only as good as the people in it. And I'm sure we know there are great judges out there. There's people that really are there for the right reason. But again, it is only as good as the people, and you are naturally going to get some in there that are not the greatest individuals, compelling enough to get into the positions. But you're essentially making someone a god to a certain extent without any but other gods in the universe that can actually step in and stop something, unless it, you know, like they murdered somebody, something really horrible. They put themselves in some sort of peril, but their opinion holds such weight. And that's, I don't know. There's so many cases, and I know you are far more into this world than I am, where it's just like, what the hell? How is this fair? It's not a perfect system. It's better than most other countries still, but it certainly feels like there's room for improvement.
Well, 100%. And you know, like you said, decisions can be life-changing. They can literally change the lives of the accused, of victims, of people in the community. And one thing, too, is that these folks are humans. They have their own backgrounds. All of them, or nearly all of them, were lawyers before. Mm-hmm. And so they practice on one side or the other. And in fact, in Colorado, there is a disproportionate number of former prosecutors who are on the bench. And so there's this concern that, hey, is the bench sort of leaning towards the prosecution? And those concerns exist in other states.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and people are people. I mean, they're going to have their leanings one way or another, as unbiased as they want to be. But yeah, it feels very weird. Our state right now with having judges like this so blatantly acting out. I mean, these things weren't even like, you know, under the table or something, where it'd be really hard to like, oh my God, look what they did. It's like, just flat out, no, we're not going to let you hear that. So bye, tough luck.
Totally. And you look at, not only the Richard Allen trial, where some unusual measures were taken by the judge to just kick off the defense attorneys because she didn't like something they did, like that's very unusual. And then you look at the Young Thug trial. The former judge in that case met with the prosecutor and a witness outside of the defense's presence, had this ex parte meeting. And so these potentially shady interactions are happening in cases all across the country, and we don't even hear about most of them.
It's just like, and we go, why? Well, because they can. Because, yes, it's unethical, it's shady, but nothing's going to stop them, and there's not any repercussions in most cases for them to not do that. It's a weird place. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.